The Josh Billings Triathlon around southern Berkshire County, Massachusetts is celebrating its 41st year. The big race is September 17th. WAMC spoke with event organizer Patty Spector about the bike, paddle, and foot race.
The Josh Billings comes from the Berkshire Hills Committee, started back in 1976. We are in our 41st year. It started as a way to get people to the Berkshires in the shoulder season, which is after Tanglewood and before the Leaf Peepers. And somebody had been out in Oregon, I believe, saw an event which was a triathlon with multiple sports put together, came back and said, let's do it. So it was born starting with a run leg at Mount Greylock High School, and then a bike leg went from Brody Mountain all the way down to Stockbridge Bowl, and then a paddle leg. So we are one of the more unusual triathlons because we don't have swimming, we have paddling.
So it's a 27-mile bike race from Great Barrington to Stockbridge, 5-mile sprint around the Stockbridge Bowl, and then 6 miles around the lake, finishing down by the main gate of Tanglewood. This is a large event.
Yes, it is. Yes. It did turn to South County in the 1980s, and we've been in this course ever since. But, it's a beautiful bike 27 miles from Great Barrington through Alford, West Stockbridge, and to Stockbridge Bowl. And then you ride 5 mile either canoe, kayak, or paddleboard around Stockbridge Bowl, and a run around the lake from Camp Mackinac all the way to Tanglewood.
Who's Josh Billings?
Who is Josh Billings? Josh Billings was a humorist, and he lived in Lanesboro. So I get many questions of why it's called Josh Billings. And I believe the Berkshire Hills Committee was trying to come up with a name for the race. And they were sort of somebody lived in Lanesboro, and they said, well, Josh Billings lived here, and he was a humorist, and let's name it after him. So he was not an athlete. He was more like Mark Twain in his humor.
This event really ties up a lot of southern Berkshire County, weaving in and out of many different towns. How does everybody get involved?
Well, you either do the race, of which we have generally around 1,400 people who do the race. We have either four-person teams, three-person, two, or you can do it as an Ironman. You can volunteer for the race. We are always looking for volunteers, and we have somewhere between 300 and 350 volunteers for the one day. This is a huge undertaking. We have a huge contingency of safety medical personnel from the county, and we're very, very grateful for all the support we get, all the way from Great Barrington, all the way through Lenox, and towns that we don't even go through support us. Or, if you want to do a team, and you don't have a biker, or let's say you just want to run, we even have a matchmaker that will help put teams together.
What's the atmosphere look like?
The atmosphere is always very festive. From the bike start is amazing because we have all the bikers start at once. It's a mass start. And when they start in Great Barrington, it's just sort of heart-throbbing, pretty incredible.
A wave of cyclists.
Yes, absolutely. And they come along very nicely and slowly through Great Barrington, the bridge there, and then they kind of take off and go up to Conic Hill. When the boat ramps is always very festive, when you have hundreds of paddlers waiting for their bikers to come in. And we have spectators all over the course and at these places.
That's Josh Billings Triathlon organizer Patty Spector. There are food, games, and pop-up performances at the finish line at Tanglewood in Lenox. Race proceeds go to Berkshire United Way.